Since the beginning of the year, 24 women have been murdered by a husband or a boyfriend in New York City. 16 of them had sought help from the police. In the vastness of New York, seeking protection from an abuser can mean a long and sometimes deadly wait. From New York, NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
When Diana Enriquez was 17, she lived with a boyfriend who beat her and seriously injured her 2-year-old son. She had the man arrested and eventually married someone else. 10 years later, her abuser is back, stalking her Bronx neighborhood. So Enriquez, a secretary, went to the police and asked for protection. She was told it would take 4 days to get the paperwork she needed to obtain a restraining order.
What really struck me out of this officer was he tells me to take care and try to stay out of trouble. That's what you're there for. You're there to protect us. This man tried to kill me twice in my own home. The gun locked, that's why he didn't get to kill me in the kitchen. How the hell am I supposed to be safe?
But a restraining order doesn't always make women safe. Anna, a 31-year-old writer, was unhappy with police response in L.A., so she moved here with her teenage daughter to escape an abusive ex-husband. But now he travels on business to New York and has found her apartment, where he rings the buzzer nonstop for hours.
I think that I'd have better chances of the police responding promptly if I had already been shot or, you know, I was being robbed than I would saying, you know, I think that my ex-husband is downstairs. They will respond, but it's the time element. You know, when will they get there?
The police didn't get there soon enough for the 16 women this year who asked for protection before they were killed by a husband or boyfriend. Those women were lost in a sea of domestic violence reports filed with the New York police. Last year, there were 233,000 of them, the size of a small city. Lucia Davis Rayford is the director of the NYPD Domestic Violence Unit.
We cannot predict which offender is going to retaliate to the point of killing.
Davis Rayford says the police do their job. In fact, they must make an arrest if they see evidence of abuse. But, she says, they're only one part of the criminal justice system.
There's no mandatory prosecution. There's no mandatory sentencing. The existence of a domestic incident report doesn't mean that there had not also been prior arrests in those cases, but people get out of jail.
Rayford Davis has worked hard to change the department's culture, and she says officers now take domestic violence more seriously. And she's proud of the department's database, launched about 2 years ago. It can tell officers whether an abuser has an arrest record, is on parole, or is being investigated in another precinct. But Jeffrey Fagan says the police could be doing more. He studies violent behavior and the criminal justice system at Columbia University.
I think that many of these deaths of adult women are preventable.
Fagan says officers are missing a valuable opportunity to collect crucial information about abusers. Are they drinking? Have they threatened the woman before? Do they have a history of violence? Fagan says if they did that, the database could red flag those men who are more likely to commit murder.
Imagine for a moment if the people who had been killed had been children. We would be applying a very stringent risk calculation method in order to save those children's lives.
Fagan acknowledges he's talking about a big shift from responding to emergencies to looking at patterns of behavior. Advocates who work with battered women say they'd be happy just to see more officers working on domestic violence. Only one in 130 do so now. And they want more money for those officers. To make their point, they talk about a precinct where the domestic violence officer has to ride a bike to investigate cases. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.